This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rajvi Subramanian.
Quickly, before we get to this week's topic, I want to refer back to last week's discussion. We talked a bit about the case of Des Moines Register reporter Andrea Sahori, who police pepper sprayed and arrested last May while she was covering a Black Lives Matter protest. Sahori was charged with disobeying police orders to disperse and interfering with the officer who arrested her. A jury acquitted her on Wednesday of last week. Nonetheless, the Polk County attorney is defending his decision to pursue the case. He told the AP the evidence against Sahori was more than sufficient to take the case to trial and that dismissing it would have amounted to special treatment. So apparently he still doesn't get the message about, you know, the idea of freedom of the press.
Oh, we need to give him a copy of the Rights of the People, the Bill of Rights, for example, in the Constitution.
That sort of ties into this week's topic, which is Sunshine Week. News Leaders Association, formerly known as the American Society of News Editors, has designated this week to be Sunshine Week. The group said they started marking Sunshine Week in 2005. News Leaders Association refers to the occasion as an annual celebration of access to public information and open government. And many other journalism organizations have also joined the celebration.
And this is good, and I think we need more intentional efforts to really educate the public, especially these days when there's so much misinformation out there. Now, Sunshine Week has been around for a while before the aforementioned disinformation had somewhat perpetuated or been inserted in our society through online and whatever echo chambers and so forth. But I think this is something that's especially needed right now. In a time where, again, people are questioning authority, questioning journalists with the provisions or the accusations and casting aspersions about fake news and so forth. You know, Sunshine Week needs to stand for letting people know and the general public know about the rights not only of journalists but of the general public. The general public should also have access to public records, which is what Sunshine Week is about, bringing light to places that were dark, of course, and giving exposure to these public records that, once again, it's not just limited to journalists and reporters, but also the general public has the right to look up and question and find information, go to courthouses, and demand a certain level of exposure to these records that we all should have access to.
I disagree with you on the celebration part. I think it should be more like awareness. Because
sure.
I think, you know, we are not in any way to celebrate right now because we are still, journalists are being targeted. Journalists are being suppressed for trying to expose all this truth. I think we should try to bring in more awareness to people that, you know, yes, public data should be more accessible. But definitely, see, if you look at the American law, you know, way back in the 1960s, they came up with this law saying that, you know, people should have access to information, especially government information. It's almost now like 50, 60 years. Do you think it's still possible? No. Even it takes such a lot of hassle and hustle to get some basic data from any government agency. Look at what happened to James Comey's data during, 3 years, 4 years back, when, we were trying to access some James Comey's personal memo for the president at that time. You know, all the government data is still available for the public, but it's still a distant dream. That's what I personally feel. It takes a lot of effort. I think we should call it more of awareness rather than celebration. That's my take on that.
Well, and there are also continue to be bills, for example, in legislatures that try to restrict, try to impose new restrictions on Freedom of Information Acts. In fact, some journalists in Kentucky contacted the Illinois News Broadcasters Association. The journalists in Kentucky are trying to rally opposition to a bill headed to the governor's desk in Kentucky. This bill would add new FOIA restrictions. It's my understanding the measure would prohibit the release of any photos or videos showing a person's death, killing, rape, or sexual assault. While on the surface, that might sound like a good idea. I mean, I don't want to see photos or videos like that. And this would protect a victim's privacy. But it also would make it difficult to hold police accountable. And just think last year, the video showing the police officer kneeling on the neck of George Floyd. If such a bill had been in place in Minnesota, none of us would have seen that video. And that video really brings greater understanding, I believe, to what happened in that particular case.
If not for the video of George Floyd, George Floyd would have been one of the statistics along with hundreds of other killings with regard to police-related killing.
Absolutely.
But that video pretty much changed the entire narrative, how it's being, the world understood what's happening in terms of one man saying, I can't breathe, when the police officer was kneeling on his neck. So again, this is something, again, as we discussed earlier, all this video evidence and audio evidence or the any kind of graphic images, it can be graphic to begin with, but that's what the truth is, and that's what we want to tell the people, how people are being oppressed by people in power. Always the government will try to defend what they are doing is right, and they are doing with the welfare of the people in mind. But we also, as journalists, need to understand that we are the force that people have to reckon and realize that we are striving to tell the truth to the public. Why, again, the celebration of this Sunshine Week and all that, we are trying for people to be having an open government, right? We want to know how the money is spent on bridges, on buildings and roads and schools. Are people actually, diverting this money to a different channel? How are we supposed to know if there's no local journalists to cover the civic meetings and the municipal meetings?
Well, I think Sunshine Week is also a recognition to let the general public know that, this concept of freedom of information, to give journalists and the general public access to public records, which most are accessible, with a few exceptions, of course, is that this is a concept that is regularly, on a regular basis, under attack, as you've just gave the example, Rich, about certain state legislatures trying to restrict that. But again, I think this plays out, as you just said, about how if we are overly concerned about graphic details, that is from videos, from court testimonies and things of that nature, what you're essentially doing is censoring or limiting the access that journalists really need to do their jobs and to deliver the news and to report the news. And I think we don't always think about that, even though it sounds like a very decent thing to do to maybe want to limit those graphic details or things that are maybe potentially embarrassing to people. Again, this information needs to be accessible for journalists to provide the service that we do, and I don't think that's always being considered.
And the timing of this bill, coming after a year in which we've seen repeated videos of police brutality, not just in Minneapolis, but elsewhere around the country too, that certainly makes me suspicious.
Right, and I think we should all. There's nothing wrong with questioning this, and I think, and if someone wants to question the access that journalists have to do, but again, it needs to come down to what we have the right to report and the right to have access to, and I don't think that's always considered. And again, that's what the Freedom of Information Act is supposed to lay out and provide. And again, people need to be aware of that, need to be educated by that, and having. Again, an awareness, I think, is a better term, and I agree, about sunshine, the Sunshine Week and sunshine practices in journalism are very important, if not now more than ever.
And again, not just for journalists, but for the public in general, because
right.
If I recall correctly, the George Floyd video was shot by a bystander.
Yes.
And so it did not go through journalists. I mean, it went through social media. That's
yes.
how that got out there. So citizens should have the right to show some sort of wrongdoing, too.
Absolutely. And again, if not for that, we wouldn't have known, wouldn't have seen that, and just such the critical social change that it has had since it happened almost a year ago.
See, again, take for instance, everybody's talking about, Biden administration has given $1.9 trillion in stimulus package, right?
Yes.
As a journalist, we should have access to all this money is being spent.
Yes.
We need to know some kind of ways, like whether it's only going into someone's pocket or it's only going to certain, ethnic group. So we need to know that kind of breakup, which I think anybody, including the journalist, should have access to. And that's pretty much the Freedom of Information Act. But unfortunately, as you and Will just pointed out, there is a problem in the way how it's structured. Because at the federal level, it says, okay, yes, everything is accessible. Government data is public. People can access it anytime to see the transparency of how the government is functioning. But in reality, there are some state governments where they come up with their own amendments and the legislation to ensure that they try to, you know, hide something for their own convenience, which I think is a problem, which I think needs to be also, you know, stopped.
And that's a problem, Rajvi, that happens regularly. Having been a reporter, I've filed a few FOIAs myself, but some of my colleagues that were regularly did investigative pieces, and that was their focus, and they would do very deep dives and spend weeks and months and even a couple years working on the same story investigatively and doing some deep investigative journalism. They would file FOIAs, and the rule was generally 7 to 10 days, or within 7 days, I believe, of which the government or the public office or government agency has to respond.
In Illinois, it was 7. It's now 5 days.
It's now 5. Okay. But my point being is I can count so many times where that would fail. And again, you could argue that that's a burden for someone to have to take on as a FOIA officer to look up and to clarify that information. But it seemed like it happened too often just to be a coincidence. And I noticed that in at least the newsrooms where I worked in.
We are going to wrap up our discussion for today. Our listeners can join us again next week here at TSPR.org for more of Shop Talk.